Word of mouth.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. How fast are America's internet speeds compared to the rest of the world? Top 5? Top 10? Surprise! The leader of the free world lags far behind Latvia, Mongolia, Costa Rica, and dozens of others at number 33. That's according to Akamai Technology. It is annoyingly slow if you're watching something on Netflix, but slow connection speeds present a larger, looming threat, making American citizens and companies less competitive than most of the developed world. Rob Fleischman is principal engineer at Akamai and our explainer of all things tech. Rob, great to have you back on Word of Mouth.
Always great to be here, Virginia. Thanks for having me.
So it is your company that came up with these rankings, but there are similar findings by other companies. So which countries do have the fastest internet speeds?
Well, thank you for giving Akamai a little free marketing. Yes, we do have the State of the Internet report, which you can, of course, download from our homepage. But I'll try not to provide too much more free marketing for my company. But you're right. We rank low here in the U.S. And there are other companies besides ours. For example, Ookla does speednet.net, which is a wonderful test platform. You can point your browser to that at any time and test your internet speed. And they rank us around 20th in the world. But, you know, we can argue about whether we're 20th or 30th. But the reality is here we are in the U.S., a country that, you know, arguably invented the internet, you know, and invented a tremendous amount of internet technology, and we are very far from the top. You know, the FCC set a goal for us to have an average of 25 megabits per second for the average American, and 10% of the country lacks that. You know, just can't get it for any price.
That's what I want to ask about. Is it just speed or penetration? Because I know people who live up in the Northeast Kingdom or the North Country, they can't download big files.
You're absolutely right. If you look at the statistics and you specify just rural areas, about 40% of the U.S., 40% of the U.S. does not have 25 megabits per second speed, which, you know, we really sort of view as broadband, high-speed internet. And even more disappointing is that 75% of the United States. Think about this. 75% of the United States, if they want high speed, meaning what the FCC recommends, 25 megabits a second or faster, they have one choice. That's it. One choice.
So what, like Comcast or?
Well, the big providers, as you probably imagine, are Comcast, Time Warner, Charter, Verizon, AT&T. Those are the big guys.
It's so all where you are by region.
Wherever you are. So if you're in Comcast country, well, you know, you may have more than one choice, but 75% of the people have one choice. That's it. The UK, South Korea.
South Korea is number one pretty much on all the
list. South Korea is unbelievable, right?
So how fast would it be comparatively?
Well, those folks have multi-hundred megabit speed, gigabit speed, and they have it for half to a third the price, you know. So, for example, let's just take some examples here in New Hampshire. I'm not going to name the provider, but I'll just look at my bill, you know. So I'm paying for, you know, 25 megabit speed. You know, I'm an internet guy, but I'm buying the usual stuff, and I pay about $60 a month for that. So if I were overseas, I'd probably be getting 300 megabit speed for $20 a month, you know, so 10 times the speed for a third the price. Some places much better, much faster than that. Now, I'm fortunate here in New Hampshire. Can I open my wallet and buy faster speeds than 25 megabit? Absolutely. I can get 150 megabits per second for, you know, about $100 a month. And if I'm in the right area of the country, I might be able to buy 2 gigabit speed really, really fast, right? But I'm paying $300 a month for that more. So, you know, do we have super high speed internet here in the United States? Absolutely. Depends where you are.
And how much you can pay.
And how much you can pay. Absolutely. So, you know, the average person, you know, is paying, like I said, a lot more money for a lot less here in the U.S.
Okay, so let's look at why. The U.S. presents itself as a leader in technology. But, you know, the internet just doesn't float in the air. It depends on infrastructure.
Absolutely.
So what have other countries got that we don't?
Well, let's talk about the high level issues. I think that, you know, I'm a little controversial here because I don't toe the line with what everyone thinks the problem is. Everyone thinks the problem is incentives, which I wholly agree with. So we'll talk about that. But there's another issue, I think, a little deeper, a little more complex. So the first thing is incentives, right? So in 1996, we passed the Telecommunications Act, okay? And what the Telecommunications Act was, complicated as you might imagine, but it basically allowed mergers to occur and for folks to divide up regions of the country. So, you know, business being business, what happened? The large companies bought lots of small internet providers. I mean, we remember back in the days of dial-up when there were thousands of internet providers, right? I mean, I loved it because I was a vendor back then. Still am a vendor, but back then it was nice having thousands of customers. Today, we have much fewer providers of internet service than we used to years ago. And they've really become regional monopolies. You know, if you're in the Northeast, you're probably in Comcast country. If you're down in New York, you might be in Cablevision country. If you're in certain areas of the U.S., you might be in AT&T or Time Warner or Charter area. And that's, you know, there's always a dominant player. So that Telecommunications Act allowed that to happen. So when that happens, incentives disappear. You talked about South Korea before. South Korea had massive competition, even in the UK today. We still have a lot of competition. There are multiple very high-speed providers competing for each other. As we know, competition lowers the price, okay? So there really isn't a lot of competition here, and therefore there isn't incentives to be aggressive in that way. Now, you know, you're going to hear from every provider in the world how expensive it is and how they're upgrading their service. Absolutely they are. I started by telling you how the speeds have gone up in this country. But there's nothing like competition to light the fire under that, right? And to really get those prices down. Now, there has been something interesting that's happening. Google has something called Google Fiber, which is gigabit speed fiber optic access to the internet that they've been deploying in limited areas all over the country. And I don't know what Google says their motivation is, but I can tell you what I think their motivation is. Yeah. Their motivation really is to put the fire under the dominant internet provider in the region. When Google Fiber comes in, magically, the access speed to people in that area goes up and the price goes down. Magically.
Okay, so Google Fiber is an infrastructure thing.
That's right.
Is the pipe that carries the internet to
absolutely,
you, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And that actually is a great segue into the second reason why I think our internet access in the United States is slow. And it goes exactly to what you just said, Virginia, and that is infrastructure, okay? So there are a lot of countries where, you know, they weren't the beginning builders of the internet. They didn't start with twisted pair phone lines to your house or copper cable running down your street, right? They were like, well, we have nothing. So if we're going to start, let's lay fiber optic cable. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't upgrade. We should. But when you're a large multi-billion dollar company and you have tens of millions of customers, it's very difficult to rationalize ripping up an existing infrastructure that's been working well for many years and is profitable, to rip it all out and install hundreds of millions or billions of dollars worth of new fiber optic cable when there isn't quite the fiscal rationale to do so.
We're talking about why internet speeds in the U.S. are so much slower than so much of the developing world. And as usual, Rob Fleischman, our chief explainer of all things technological, points out that it's a little complicated. It is not such an easy answer. But what would be an incentive?
Well, competition is definitely the biggest incentive.
Right,
I applaud things like Google Fiber. I also applaud a little bit of government regulation with regard to how far and wide these monopolies can grow. You know, it was almost laughable. Comcast and Time Warner had a merger proposed a number of years ago. Okay, and
I remember that.
You remember it, and the merger did not happen.
The government was afraid of forming a monopoly, wasn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. One of the rationale that they came up with for why it was okay was because they said, "Hey, Comcast and Time Warner, if we merge together, it actually doesn't decrease competition. It doesn't decrease competition because we don't compete in any regions." And I laughed and said, oh, my God, you're literally saying we don't compete in any regions because they have a monopoly over here and we have a monopoly over there. So putting us together doesn't decrease competition because guess what? There's no competition. There's no. If you're at zero, you can't go below zero.
Right. They're the Ma Bell all of a sudden.
Exactly. So I thought, oh, my God, I can't believe you're using the actual problem as the rationalization why it's OK for you to go forward. So that merger didn't happen, which I was glad about, because I look at the consumer and I say that if we are given more choices, if we are given more competitors, then obviously the quality will go up. And that's true in any business. So I think that that's going to be a huge key going forward. And I do have some hope because as you know, a lot of us are really depending on wireless, mm-hmm. right? And wireless, as that technology goes forward, doesn't require the gigantic infrastructure investment that, you know, running fiber optic cable everywhere depends on.
The incentive for the companies has to be, you know, they need to make money. They've put this kind of investment together. But how about thinking beyond that? You know, like, what is going to happen to American companies and citizens in the global market if they have much slower internet than other people? They can't catch up.
No, you're right. I mean, that's a really serious problem. Fortunately, most of our companies, at least the large ones that are in the internet space, are not just US-based, right? I mean, you look at the big guys that depend on it, the Facebooks, the Googles, they have just as many customers overseas, if not more, than they do here. So, you know, sadly, the people that are going to suffer are the small guy and the consumer here. And that's just the truth.
Is there anything that we as individual users and companies can do to improve our internet speed?
Oh, sure. Well, look, you know, one of the things that I think folks should do is they should go to a place like speedtest.net. And there are lots of other places besides that one. That just happens to be one run by Ookla and is very well known. And, you know, bring your browser there and check out what your speed is, what your actual speed is, and then compare that to what you're paying for. You know, if you're paying for 25 megabits and you're getting 10, well, there might be a problem. Now, what that problem is in your house, almost always the problem is that you're using your wireless network. Hell, you know, look at me. I was on my laptop this morning and my speed test numbers were about 10 megabits to my wireless laptop. But yet when I go to my plugged in computer, I'm getting my full 25 megabits or more mm-hmm. from my provider. So, you know, they're not cheating me, but my own infrastructure in my house is hurting me. Now, why is that? Well, it could be that, you know, maybe I have an old Wi-Fi router. Most of us do. They probably bought it a long time ago and then it still works, right? But it's not the fastest anymore. It's old. Also, you know, there's stuff in my house. I have microwaves. I have metal. I have all kinds of things that slows my Wi-Fi speeds. I also might have a lot of other devices using it as well, right? All my kids' phones mm-hmm. and televisions and all that stuff using it. But then the other thing is also the laws of physics, right? How far am I away from my Wi-Fi hotspot, right? The farther I am away, the slower it's going to be. So I think that if you think about your home and you say, okay, well, first let me test to make sure I'm getting what I'm paying for. And then the second thing is, well, look at my equipment. How old is it? Maybe it needs to be upgraded. And then finally, where am I using my internet from? You know, if my Wi-Fi hotspot's in the basement, I'm three levels up using Wi-Fi on my laptop, well, that's going to be a problem. Maybe you should consider moving your Wi-Fi hotspot a little closer.
But isn't that the whole point of having Wi-Fi, that we are supposed to be able to, you could be lounging out in the pool at the cabana and using your Wi-Fi. It shouldn't matter.
That's true. But, you know, people have a tendency to not buy things to make their lives better when it costs money. You know, I mean, admittingly, I have a Wi-Fi hotspot that's probably a decade old. Now, I have that one outside, and, you know, that's not the main Wi-Fi hotspot, but boy, I can tell you it's quite a bit slower using that one than it is using the wired in the house.
Well, you got us up to speed anyway, Robin. We really appreciate it.
Always wonderful being here, Virginia. Thanks for having me.
Rob Fleischman, he's principal engineer at Akamai and word of mouth explainer of all things tech. You can learn more about why America's internet speed is so slow at wordofmouthradio.org. We'll also put a link to speednet.net so you can test your own speed at home.